This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And it's Mark.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so you can call us that way, too, if you want to sound great and also have the chance to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're in there right now talking about the new Jazzy Cam that we've got set up here in the studio.
So awesome.
People have been asking for this, and today I finally found the motivation to do it because I wanted to put off doing my busy work that I have to do. I did take care of the Jazzy Cam setup today, so we actually now have two cameras on the hosts and two cameras on Jazzy Girl, who is
the studio beast.
The studio beast. She's a dog, and she's a beautiful dog, and she's normally in the corner in her bed, which is where she is right now, so that's where the cameras are trained on. So when she's in her bed, we will try to remember to turn Jazzy Cams on. If she gets up from the bed, we'll try to remember to turn them off, because one of the things that we do here is, you know, we run on a skeleton crew. There's no producer switching the cams behind the scenes. We do have a producer.
That costs money.
We do have a producer at our network, which airs the show. You know, that's the way that our show gets to radio stations, is we're on the Genesis Communications Network. There's a guy in Minnesota who's kind of running the board and screening calls, but he's not running our cams. The cams are based out of our Keene, New Hampshire studios. So anyway, I just say that to let you know that there's probably going to be a few bumps in the road. But for the most part, we're going to have a Jazzy Cam from here on out. That's my intention. And so it's there now. You can see it over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's our Twitch channel. That's where you can watch the show, if you prefer, in HD quality. We also have a YouTube feed, but the Twitch way is the best way to do it. So check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. And if you like it, then follow us on Twitch. And you can also download the Twitch app, and then you can get notices whenever it is that we go live. You can also choose to get emails if you prefer when we go live. And you'll also get emails for and notices from the other shows that go live on the channel, which is the LRN.FM channel. So other shows that are produced from the same studio, you'll get to see those too. So check it out, twitch.lrn.fm. Although I can't guarantee that the other shows will activate the Jazzy Cam, they will have the ability to do so.
I see.
Should they wish to do so.
She pretty much spends most of her time laying in that bed anyway.
She does, and people are liking it already from what I understand. So we continue here. Here's the video from the Washington Post. It's a two-minute excerpt from a speech this afternoon or sometime today in Montana that Donald Trump was giving, where he talks about the beauty, in his mind at least, of barbed wire.
But women want security. They want financial security, but they want security. They don't want to see, you saw these caravans. They don't want that caravan. And by the way, four others that are forming.
No, wait. What about the women in the caravan?
He probably wants some security.
I would imagine, well, I mean, he's not wrong, right? Like, as far as women wanting security, that's kind of a typical thing where women would like
stereotypical.
To...
I think that
there's something to it.
When you start making distinctions based on whatever,
it's a stereotype for a reason.
Yep, it's a stereotype for a reason. I'll give you that.
But to suggest, you know, that the caravan is somehow different from women, well, there are women, a lot of them actually, from what I understand, with children in this caravan. You know why? Because they didn't feel very secure where they lived. They were in Honduras. Most of them. Now, there may have been some Guatemalans that have joined them since then, but for the most part, it's considered to be a Honduran caravan that is moving right now, apparently in Veracruz, which is on the east coast of Mexico. They're moving northbound, and so they're not quite halfway through Mexico at this point. If you look at the map, you can see they're getting close to halfway. Anyway, so those people are looking for security, too. The security of, oh, I don't know, not being murdered or raped or, you know, having some other god-awful crime committed against them by whatever thugs they were dealing with down there in Honduras. Let's go on with the quote.
Okay? In countries that we give tremendous amounts, hundreds of millions of dollars a year to an aid.
Yeah, well, so they give the money to the governments of those countries.
Exactly.
And by governments, I mean politicians, and by politicians, I mean liars and thieves.
Correct. Where do you think that ends
up? And by we, I mean the United States government steals that money from me, because I would not give any money.
Right.
Like, this is it. Mark Edge would not give any money to any foreign governments. I would also not give any money to any domestic governments, because, frankly, governments don't do things nearly as efficiently as the free market would.
Well, you're saying ideally you wouldn't give money to those places, because you do give money to the local governments.
I call it extortion.
And you do give money to the Mexican government when you go to Anarchapulco in February. They get a piece of that, right?
They get something.
Yeah.
No doubt. Going somewhere does give get a government a piece of it. There's no doubt.
Right. So here we go. More from Trump.
Right? Not anymore. They don't do anything for us. They talk.
Really? Wait, is he saying he's going to cut foreign aid?
That should be very interesting.
Because I've heard him.
I imagine China will be very interested in helping out the Honduran government. Because that's what happens when the United States government cuts foreign aid. I'm not saying
China's
going to come
in and make it up.
Right. Well, other governments come in. They, they parlay with these liars and thieves, and they get more influence.
Now, I had heard this before, that he was going to cut off Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico, or reduce. So the old claim was he was going to cut it entirely or reduce the amount of foreign aid given. Now, is that something that the executive branch can unilaterally just do? Is that like an executive order thing, or does Congress have to weigh in and cut the foreign aid?
The only way you can find an answer to these questions is by doing it and then finding out if it's illegal or not.
That's generally how the government does
it. That's how it's done.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's no consequence.
They talk. They don't do for us. And that's about it for them, because I tell you what, I've had it. They call up, oh, we're working so hard. In the meantime, Honduras and El Salvador and all these places, it's horrible what they're doing to us. It's horrible. And Mexico's trying, but I think maybe they could try a little bit harder. What do you think?
I kind of feel like U.S. drug policy might have something to do with some of the problems that are going on in Honduras.
The violence?
Yeah. The United States' demand for drugs that the United States government makes illegal and then forces many other countries to keep illegal. Obviously, this isn't working for marijuana much anymore, but it did at one point. This causes sort of trickle-down violence down there. Because cocaine is generally not made in the United States. It's not a domestic product.
Correct.
It is a foreign product. Well, it has to travel up here. And it can't do it the normal ways. You can't just put it on a boat and market cocaine and get it up here.
Nope. You should be able to, but you can't.
They can for some of it, because cocaine is a pharmaceutical product that is used in some
places. Is there actually a name brand for cocaine? Because I know with methamphetamine, there's Desoxin, which is the actual name brand of crystal meth, basically.
I'm no expert in this. I don't spend much time hunting around, but I've been told there is.
Okay.
I don't know, as a doctor, whether you could just order up some cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certainly could at one point. I mean, this country
you
was
could
built
at one point. Yes.
This country was built by people who had legal access to opioids and cocaine.
Well, now I'm curious, Mark, just to see if that actually is a thing. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, if you know the name brand of cocaine, if that's actually available to doctors these days, I'd be curious to know what that is. Let's go on here with more from Trump. He's going to get to his barbed wire quote here shortly.
But I will say these people were vicious. And they broke through into Mexico.
Vicious.
Throwing rocks and stones. This is the second caravan, which is made up of some very tough young people.
I heard that they were
vicious.
Two police officers that were injured, but not, like...
What, from the rocks being thrown?
Yeah, from rocks being thrown.
Okay.
I don't know what the specifics are of the situation.
So, we talked about this as they were coming up, as they were crossing the border from Guatemala into Mexico, and when we first started talking about it here. And it was at that point that the rocks were thrown, as I understand it. There was essentially a bridge on which these people were trying to cross over, and the Border Patrol in Mexico had put up barriers and said, you're not coming here. Nope. And so, you know, there were men with guns and shields or whatever it is they were armed with there, and somebody threw a rock, you know, at that point. That doesn't mean that of the 4,000 people, they're all a bunch of rock-throwing thugs. Just means somebody threw a rock or two. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound great if you do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. And if you want a free sample of the quality that they have over at Liberty Stickers, you can get a free Free Talk Live sticker. Here's how you do it. You go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's an address, a mailing address there, at promote.freetalklive.com. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address. I will put a Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which is produced by the folks over at libertystickers.com, into that self-addressed stamped envelope and send it back to you. Then you get a free bumper sticker. And then you know exactly the quality of these stickers because they are great. So once again, LibertyStickers.com, as we go to your calls and thoughts. We'll continue. There's more from Trump, about a minute left of his quote. He hasn't gotten to his statement about how he thinks barbed wire can be beautiful. He's just sort of been rambling about the migrants that are ostensibly coming up here to the United States, about halfway, not quite halfway through Mexico at this point. Estimates to the size of this band have ranged from 7,000 to 16,000, and now it's down to 4,000.
Right. So, the numbers change, but these people would refer to themselves as refugees, mm-hmm. which is a special legal status.
Sure.
They can't be turned away as a result. I can't say, like, I don't know what a refugee is.
Someone who wants to leave a place.
Or isn't.
It's awful, generally.
Well, from a legal standpoint, I wouldn't hazard that guess. Here's what I would say. Let's have a simple immigration reform where we do away with any sort of welfare that any immigrant might ever be able to take. So you come on into the country, but no welfare ever. Also, you're never going to be able to vote. Like, you have entered a second-class citizenship status, which is superior to a zero-class citizenship status. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's it. You can work as hard as you want. You can make a great life for your progeny and all that stuff. But you'll never take funding, and you'll never vote. And I imagine a lot of them would take that. And I'll bet you they do awesome.
Let's go on here. Mark is on the line in Stamford, Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time.
Hey, welcome.
Couple of topics. I don't want to go stray off too far, but what you just said about the immigration, it'll never wash because Congress will never allow that to be passed.
Congress is not going to be interested in pretty much any ideas that Free Talk Live comes up with because generally we're in favor of freedom and they're not.
Right. And I did tell you calls. You know, you were mentioning about cocaine and the opioid crisis and all the drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to a terrorism expert years ago. I won't mention him online by name. I'm not here to promote anybody, but I was told that the precursor chemicals to cut the cocaine to make the drugs, specifically acetone. I'm not a professional. I could be talking out of my rear end, but I believe he mentioned that you need an industrial scale amount of acetone to make the drugs and before you can make the cocaine and even ship it here. And who the hell do you think is selling that to the cartel? It's big business. And the banks, Wells Fargo, in the Bloomberg News years ago, I think they were fined $100 million or $381 million. They laundered the money for the cartel, and they paid a $100 million fine. Or they laundered $381 billion, and they paid a $100 million fine. I would take that deal. And those clowns are still in business stealing from people. So you got big bank, big industrial. I mean, I understand. I mean, I've been blessed because, my mom, God rest her soul, beautiful Christian woman, you know, she, for whatever you believe in religion or not, you know, she said there's consequences for all your actions. So I've never been addicted to cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, you know, and I pray for people and I have empathy for people that are going through the addictions. But, you know, your government, the people, they want you addicted to cigarettes. They don't ban them outright.
Well, no, it wouldn't work. I mean, if they did ban them, then we would have cigarette prohibition, and then the cartels would be dealing in cigarettes.
Well, they kill. I mean, you know, you're right. Like, look at if they had just cut the tax in New York City, Eric Garner never would have got murdered by the police because he was just telling Lucy. I mean,
You're talking about the guy who was choked to death by police for selling Lucy's, which are loose cigarettes, in the streets. Crazy story. Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to John in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God. You're a little bit loud. It's not your fault, though. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, no problem. Hey, the illusion or your discussion about the women in the cartel, the women and children, I guess...
No, not the cartel. The caravan. The caravan.
I'm sorry. Not in the cartel, but yeah. Correct. In the caravan coming up. And what's your suggestion when you mention that? Are you suggesting that Trump should he needs to be responsible for them, just like he should be with the women and children in the United States? I was looking for a little clarification on that.
No, I don't think Trump should be responsible for anybody but Trump. All I was doing was Trump was trying to make it out to be that the people who are migrating are somehow lesser than other people, that, you know, they're not equal, essentially, to the people in the United States. And I find that ridiculous.
I have a difficult time. I'd be interested to see what other callers how they would respond to that. But I don't think you're being fair to Trump with that comment. I mean, you know,
no?
he's the president of the United States.
So what?
You know, he's here to protect our country. And
what?
The people.
So what do you think a band of just a few thousand caravanners is going to do to our country?
Well, I don't know if we're on the same communication level, but I think it's fair, I think it's legitimate, and I think it's excellent that we have a president that is proactively communicating, addressing this subject, in announcing that he will not allow people in our country illegally and not through the ports of entry.
What does that protect you from, though? Are you scared?
I'm scared of what this country could become if we continue to
allow could it become?
Anybody. Again, I think that's where, you know, our values separate here.
I'm asking you, what could it become?
It could become a free-for-all. It could become a very crime-ridden country.
Do you have evidence that immigrants are more likely to commit crimes? Because all the evidence actually suggests the opposite, that they're less likely than native-born.
When we say crimes, we mean real crimes. We're not talking about crossing a border.
Yeah, we're talking about crimes with a victim here.
Let's talk about the 20 to 25 million illegal people that are in our country already getting free health care, free services.
Okay. So you're hold the thought, because it sounds like what you're really mad at is the government for having all these welfare programs and taking your money
from you.
The United
States is a welfare problem, right. Not an immigration problem.
It sounds like you're mad that the government's taking money by force from you and then giving it to people you don't think they should give it to. Well, what's new? There's more coming up here in moments, and I'm against that, too. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is on the stump, campaigning for fellow Republicans ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. He held another rally in Montana.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary
prosperity that we've achieved or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress.
He was campaigning for Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. A very hoarse former Vice President Joe Biden was campaigning for Democrats in Ohio. Biden joked about losing his voice.
I have been in 22 states for 60 candidates, 11 cities in the last 4 days. And the reason I'm explaining to telling you that is I wanted to get my voice so I could sound like Sherrod Brown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here on the live Saturday edition of the show. We still got a little bit more from Trump, a quote about how he thinks barbed wire can be beautiful. Coming up here in moments with you tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, want to make sure that you head over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email list. We will send you usually no more than one email per week. Sometimes I forget, but I'm pretty good about sending once per week. I haven't done it yet this weekend, so still need to do that. But anyway, you can sign up for the email list. The email sign-up box is right there on the front page toward the top of the site. Over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the gentleman who was on the line has apparently dropped off, unfortunately.
So, let me address...
He was afraid of immigration because of the government's redistribution programs. He was worried they're all going to be on welfare.
He doesn't like welfare. Okay, so...
Oh, no, he might like it. We didn't get to ask him this.
I understand.
Because some of these people, they're fine with the government forcibly redistributing wealth to their people.
So here's what I would say.
But we can presume he doesn't like
welfare. I'm going to speak to the audience at large, not to you, because this issue, you love to obfuscate on it.
Don't
you want to do this or don't you want to do that? So here's
obfuscation. It's asking somebody their opinion.
Okay. Here's what I believe the government should do. Here's what I believe that the Republican Party should do. Because the Republican Party is on, quote unquote, the wrong side of history on this. Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this question. Is the government going to really stop illegal immigration?
Yes.
Going to do it.
If they create a police state that is worse than Honduras.
Right. When they finally create a bad enough police state. But that's probably not down the line immediately.
No, not immediate.
So, The answer to the question is no, they're not going to stop illegal immigration.
Correct, they cannot stop
it. And you can dump all kinds of money into inefficient programs to try to stop it, to stave it off, or whatever. But when you've got half of the government, the Democrats, out there like, give me some illegal immigrants, baby. I want votes. I want a handout. I want a welfare state. I want the whole deal. The Republicans aren't going to stop that. They're not going to stop it. Okay, so what's the next best thing to do? Let's grow the Republican Party through people who share some values in some ways by making a path to citizenship for people who are going to work hard. Here's a path to citizenship. Come here, work hard, you'll never get welfare, so that harms the Democratic Party. You'll never be able to vote, so the Democrats can't then institute them. Then their children say, wow, the Republicans gave us an opportunity to come here and live a better life. I have some gratitude. Rather than being unable to stop this flow of illegal immigrants, this flow of Democrats, right? Like, that's what this is, a flow of Democrats. Because the Republican Party refuses to stop alienating people. And that is why I, as a Republican, say, like, you guys, you got to... Old white Republicans, please stop messing it up for the next generation.
Conservative Catholic Mexicans are not likely to be Democrats by default. They're likely to lean more Republican, but what you're saying is they've alienated them.
That's true, but I mean,
in the past it was true from what I understand.
Poor people tend to be socialist. So the Democratic Party is both socially liberal and fiscally liberal, right? And there, so it's a possibility you could get Mexicans. Mexicans voted for George Bush en masse.
That's what I was saying.
Well, I'm just saying that it's possible. It's not a foregone conclusion that they would be Republicans.
I didn't say that, but what you are arguing is that the Republicans have alienated these people.
Yes, and continue. And like, they have rallies. Let's alienate more Central Americans!
I don't think it's necessarily true that poor people are socialists. I don't know if there's any evidence for that.
They tend, is the terminology I used.
Yeah, I don't know what the evidence is you're basing that on.
People want free money. Is the, people who don't spend a lot of time thinking
about. Everybody coming here is looking for a handout.
Nope.
Every immigrant I've ever known is a hardworking person who wants to just make a better life for themselves.
Set up a system where they don't have an option. If they have to work hard to make a better life for themselves, and there's not some easy road, because there's plenty of immigrants, illegal or otherwise, who are getting all kinds of government assistance. Just stop it.
There's also plenty of immigrants who pay into government programs and don't get a dime of government
assistance.
I'm
not claiming that that's not true. However, look, Ian, if you want to come to a compromise, you have to acknowledge the other side's truths. And the truth is there's plenty of immigrants that are out there getting free money.
I didn't say there wasn't, but I didn't say it's the majority. You make it sound like it's the majority of them.
It may very well be the majority. It depends on how you look at it. If you look at school, if you look at government school as a handout, you're darn right that the majority of them are getting government handouts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, absolutely, it's true.
Yeah,
people
no
come to this country with the expectation that I am going to pay for their lives. And that's not acceptable. That's not America.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what the percentages are, Mark, but I see what you're saying about the government schools. But once again, what you're talking about is a government problem where the government takes money by force from you.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's
not, Ian. And then they distribute it in other ways that you don't agree with. And the Republicans are never going to do what you're saying because they love welfare, too. They just love it for their own people.
Which
Republicans have actually come right out and said, let's end Social Security? Yeah. Which Republicans have come right out and said, let's end these government welfare programs? They don't say that stuff.
The politicians won't do it because they're afraid of the voters. They're afraid of the third rail.
Because Americans want welfare. A bunch of them do. Yeah. I'm not going to say it's the majority of Americans either, but sure is a lot of them that are on welfare.
I'm not proposing to get rid of welfare, Ian.
I'm proposing to get rid of all government coercion. Let's
I'm talking
get rid of
about
it all.
A solution to a problem.
Yeah.
And the problem is...
government.
The problem is for the Republicans, all right? There's a lot of Republicans listening to me right now.
Uh-huh.
And what they don't seem to understand, members of my same party do not seem to understand, is that they're making it very difficult for Republicans 20 years from now. That there's going to, right now, it was a few years ago that there was a minority of babies that were born that were white. So if you're going to make a party that appeals largely to white people, white middle class and upper class people, you're creating a party which is a minority, which by definition cannot win.
It's going to become less relevant.
Less and less relevant.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We're going to start with Lydia. She's in Noblesville, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Lydia.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking
my
call.
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Awesome. Well, I was calling in for, I'll tell you in a minute, but I've been listening to you. And I'm 30 years old. I'm a conservative white woman, since you like to keep throwing that white word out there. And
well,
I just,
you're talking about votes, you got to talk about demographics. I don't know how else to do
it. Yeah, it's just that when you said the thing about the old white Republicans and how they're alienating the immigrants coming in.
No, they're alienating me. I am a Republican, and they're making it hard on me. That's what I said. I said the old white Republicans are making it hard on the next generation of Republicans.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Misunderstood that, because yep. I just was thinking, I don't think the issue is the whole thing about not accepting and wanting immigrants to come in. It's sending a message to the rest of the world that, hey, you got to do it the right way, because why I was calling in is the last gentleman that was on air with you, he was talking about the caravan, and you had said something that just like made me call right away. I was in my car. I don't normally listen this late, but you said, what good would it do for Trump to ban a couple thousand, you know, caravan people coming, wanting to come in? And I, right away, I mean, I've been all around the world, been to 18 countries, and it would set, if he lets them in, it sends a message to the rest of the world that, oh, well, let's get a few thousand people together and go storm the United States of America, because if we stomp our foot like a little spoiled kid, they'll let us in.
Okay, so these people are claiming to be refugees, and the nation of laws of which you speak has signed on to international agreements that say that refugees can come here. So are you suggesting that he should not let them in, even though they may, and we don't know, you don't know, I don't know, they may fit refugee status?
I'm suggesting that every person that says they're a refugee not be let into the country without some serious vetting, because look what's going to happen to the
country. I don't want to spend any money on your stinking vetting. Could you get your hands out of my pockets?
So you want the government to be bigger is what you're saying. Lydia,
I've never said that. Have you been listening to the show?
Smaller. Well, I have.
She wants government to be smaller, but she wants serious vetting.
Lydia, I want free people to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, and I don't want you to have to pay for one penny for it.
All right, we're going to come back. If Lydia wants to hang on, we'll bring her back here in a moment. It seems to be a miscommunication here. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. We might be able to get you on here in these remaining moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features that we give to you on our website, including there's a web forum. You can actually go to forum.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners that way. We talk a lot about our Discord chat, which is usually active during the show, and actually it's pretty much active around the clock. Chats are so much more ephemeral. You know, they're in the moment. Yeah, you can scroll back and read the backlog anytime you want, but it's not organized. Yeah, there are different rooms, but it's still not really organized like a forum can be, where each topic can have its own subject. You can only pay attention to the ones that you care about. So head over to the forum at forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the larger Shire forums, which tends to focus on New Hampshire. But there is a section there just for Free Talk Live listeners to have conversations. Forum.freetalklive.com. Lydia is still with us. She called in from Noblesville, Indiana, listening to WIBC, and it sounded like there was a major miscommunication, Mark. You wanted to kind of restate your position maybe for Lydia here before we continue?
Yeah, Lydia, thank you for the opportunity to restate what my position is. My position is this country was built by immigrants, and that the immigration bureaucracy that those immigrants went through was paled in comparison to the bureaucracy as it exists today, that basically you showed up at Ellis Island, they messed your name up, and they sent you on your way, that's basically all there was.
Not even that, if you showed up in Tampa or San Francisco or, Norfolk or right, wherever.
Even less so.
There's nothing there.
So freedom to travel to the United States, give us your poor, your unwashed masses, yearning to be free, that kind of stuff, that's what made America great. And I want that to continue. One of the things that really messes with immigration, two things I say that's the bigger problems with immigration, is that A, Republicans have missed their opportunity or very close to missing their opportunity to convert these new people coming in to being sort of philosophically Republican, and they're just turning it over to the Democrats. They're just making a generation of Democrats. And secondly, is the welfare problem. Nobody wants to pay for the medical, the schooling, and the health and everything of somebody who just, squeaks across the border. And so I say my solution is let people come here, Stop all illegal immigration. Just stop all legal immigration. One more time. No more legal immigration. You just come here. You can't vote. You can't get welfare for the rest of your life. Work hard. Good luck. That's it. That you put all the Customs and Border Patrol agents, put them to work someplace else doing something else. The ICE agents, put them to work someplace else doing something else. The government's full of jobs. There's all kinds of attrition. Nobody wants to work for the government because it's an inefficient morass. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah, that's clear. Can I say one thing?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I'm sorry I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you joke around and stuff, I'm just thinking to myself when you said, well, what, you know, what harm will it do to just let these, and it's more than 2,000 people come in.
We don't know the numbers. They keep on changing. I mean,
whatever. Let's say it's thousands.
Okay, let's just say it's 2,000. But it's going to continue to grow. And I was just talking to my friend, very good friend, who is a legal immigrant just in the last couple of years. And he, you know, he made a really good point about the caravan. You know, I was calling in specifically about the caravan, basically.
Yep.
And he said, you know, it's very funny that all of a sudden there was all these, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, or whatever it is. All of a sudden they're marching towards Mexico to somehow get across the United States border. And even he put it, you know, it was like put two and two together. This has to be some kind of organized event that happened.
Yeah, clearly it's organized.
You know, it was kind of like, I put
yes, it's organized by a group called Pueblos Sin Fronteras. It means people without borders.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I mean, maybe they're funded from someplace. Both sides have their bugbears, right? Maybe it's Soros who gave them money. But don't worry, if you say that, then the other side will say, those darn Koch brothers! Right? They're just back and forth, bing-bong politics.
Or they might just send him a bomb and try to scare him. But, so here, one more question, sorry.
What was that, a bomb? What?
No, just, what's going
on? It was what was
what's
on the
question?
News when they got sent the bomb. So you're just saying to let everybody in and quit legal immigration. Do you really think, though, that the America, we have lots of issues, I know that, but letting everyone in, whoever, all over the world, we won't be the United States anymore, because no matter what you're saying, I understand
the culture issue.
But the culture issue, but also they're not Americans born and bred where they love their country, they... You know,
most of the people weren't born here.
Your country is a service organization. Hold on, Lydia. Your country is a service organization, right? Like it's supposed to provide you service. And one of those services is freedom, right?
Yes.
And that country has been failing to provide you service, that service, sliding down the list year after year. Do you love that country?
In what way?
Well, you just said that they're not Americans that love their country, suggesting that you are an American that loves your country.
I would hope they would love our country, and yet they're coming here working
their butts
off. That's true. They're hard workers, but they're spending all their money
Lydia,
home. How is that helping?
I think the idea of loving your country is destructive. The idea of holding some fidelity to an organization who fails year after year at doing what it says it's going to do, right in its documents.
Well, wait, are you talking about the country or the government?
I don't know what a country is. I presume a country is its government.
Do you love the government?
No.
Okay.
So when you say you love the country, what do you mean?
I'm talking about the country that our forefathers founded it on. Now, that's changed a lot since then.
You mean the one that had slavery?
Love your country, then...
No. See, that's the thing, is that the country is this ethereal idea that the politicians hide behind.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they got a flag, they hold it up, and they do all kinds of awful things behind it, and they say, love this. And I'm not an anti-patriot or anything. I'm just the guy who's call me a shopper. Call me a consumer. I'm a consumer of government services, and I feel like my government could provide me with significantly better services if it just gets its cranium out of its rectum.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I think that we have a non-politician, amazing president in power right now that is draining the swamp, and I think we're going to start seeing some more good things.
When's the swamp going to get drained? Because it seems to me like he's bringing in the same old characters into that swamp. I mean, Jeff Sessions is draining the swamp?
Well, what about him wanting to lower what all of those big-time politicians are paid? I mean, that's a start. That I mean, to the people that are not doing
okay.
the policy,
if that happens, great.
It's going to be a mitigable savings. You might get a penny saved in taxes if they cut the salaries by 10% of every politician in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch
of talk.
I'm hoping
it's going to be more than 10%.
Fine. It doesn't really make a difference.
How are you going to get the politicians to cut their own paychecks?
The guy's big campaign promise was building a wall. He's not going to build a wall. He can't.
How are you going to get these politicians to cut their benefits, to cut their own paychecks? I mean, that's just, you know, talk about an impossible task. But even so, it would be nothing more than symbolic.
I like Trump because he's not Clinton. Okay? But that's all you're going to get out of me. He's not draining
the swamp.
He's not some kind of savior. He's not going to do that.
He's not going to make the government smaller, less intrusive, less expensive.
I will bet you, Lydia, I will bet you a gentleman's bet of $10. You call back.
He's a lady.
She can be a gentleman at the same time. Okay. It's an idea.
All right.
You call back in 6 years when Trump's presidency is completely over, and I will bet you that Washington, D.C. is further in debt, that it spends more money, and that there are at no fewer employees than it is now.
Okay, so you don't think he's going to get us any more out of debt? You don't think
Nope. He's
lowered our taxes? You don't think the economy...
No. I didn't say your taxes wouldn't be lowered. That's what they call deficit and spend. Republicans do that all the time. Debt's going to be lower.
Debt's going to be higher.
Yeah, debt's going to be higher. You're going to see just as many, if not more, employees. You're not going to have any arguable freedom at all.
So I'm really curious who you guys think would. I'll take the bet. $10, though. Come on, you can do better
Great.
Than that.
Sweet.
But anyway, I'll bet you $100. How about a lady to a gentleman bet?
Fine.
Ooh.
But
I'll take your word for it, lady.
By the way, I sang the national anthem last night for Mr. Trump, President Trump at Southport.
Gosh.
It was a thrill.
Anybody who can pull that song off is an amazing singer, just to say that.
It's been a great call. I want to thank you for making it. I do appreciate hearing from you. We'll look forward to hearing from you
back in 10 years.
You can call anytime.
Anytime.
We always appreciate your perspective. And then here's Trump.
People, very tough. Criminals in some cases. In many cases, they'll say, do you have proof? Yeah, I have proof. They threw stones in the police's face. They hurt Mexican police. They hurt Mexican military very badly. They broke through. You saw it. It was on television. It was terrible. And so Mexico is trying. They are trying. But we're different. We're more than trying. We have our military now on the border. And I noticed all that beautiful barbed wire going up today. It was
God.
Barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful...
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.